And with us in the studio this morning is Commissioner Bruce Martinson. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, we had a county board meeting yesterday and a number of things to cover here. Let's start with a request from the Cook County Historical Society for use of 1% local option sales tax fund for a museum annex. Where did that go?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we had individuals coming before the board requesting that $350,000 be taken from the 1% project for an addition that would cost $550,000. Actually, it would include the cost of displays, fixtures, so forth. But the focus point of the new addition would be the Fresnel lens that comes from the lighthouse.
Right, yeah.
But they put a value between $300,000-$400,000 on that lens. So it would be protecting a valuable asset that's in possession of the Historical Society at this moment. But after long discussion, the board decided not to fund that project at this time. Wait till all the other seven projects have been identified, have been vetted out and funded, see what funds are remaining at the completion of that process.
Okay, the Lutzen Fire Hall, first look at that.
Oh, sure. We got heads up on a request that will be discussed at the first meeting in May. They're also requesting a sum of $350,000. So I don't know if there's something magical about that number or what, but
it kind of rolls off your tongue, Bruce.
Yep. They're requesting $350,000 for a $577,000 project, but they do have about $175,000 in their building fund at the moment, and be using $52,000 from the truck fund toward the project. But this would include a lot larger meeting space right now, and they have annual meetings, it's standing room, crowd. And of course, it'd be a larger facility to house, the equipment that they have.
Now, is this, they're talking about an expansion or a totally new facility? Which?
Most of it's going to be a new facility.
Boreal was in talking about television. What did they tell the board about that?
Oh, sure. I think the board's really excited about the proposal that was brought before us to have videotaping of all the board meetings, special meetings. It's going to cost the county $6,000 a year, which I think is quite reasonable. A few months ago, I was hearing a lot higher figure that we would have to pay for the service. So I was happy to support the other commissioners in passing a motion.
Apparently, Chris Francis, he's the president and CEO of the Duluth YMCA, was there to present the latest report they ran through, an outfit called SEER, on the community center project. What did you learn from that?
The county board, I think, appeared to be quite receptive to what the Y is presenting as their model for managing the Y. They have a track record of doing the management, I think, a lower cost than a private or government sector would do. In their analysis of expenses, there's $45,000 budgeted for the director, for the base salary, which would be a lot lower than what the county or city would be paying for a similar position.
Mm-hmm. How about their estimates in terms of income and that kind of thing? Did that make sense?
No, their expenses are lower than what was projected by Mike Fisher, LHB. But of course, I think they have a better handle on what the expenses would be for one, and the salaries are probably lower for two. There is a projected deficit first year of $190,000. Mm-hmm. Which can be covered right now by what city county is paying towards the pool. They have 210 members for the first year, and the number of members goes up, and of course the revenues would go up accordingly. One thing that I brought up at both the county board meeting and the steering committee meeting was that before they move ahead with seeking bids, they should have a campaign to seek pledges of those individuals in our community that are willing to put on paper they would commit themselves to being a member of the Y, paying X amount of dollars a month.
So
and
that would
then
be
we have a commitment beforehand before proceeding.
Commissioner Bruce Martinson, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.